All right, I broke my phone. Fuck that. I'm going in solo this time. All right, what up? My name's Clyde Singleton, WCRP on skateboarding. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today. Please hit the donate button and my link in my bio. I've broken my phone, which I work everything off of. This ain't virtue signaling. Just hit the damn donate button. Let's see it. So what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing this Christmas? You want to hear a nice little Christmas story? So Saturday morning, I'm supposed to interview, should I even say the guy's name? Fuck it, let's just, I'm supposed to interview Dave Duren. Dave Duren was going to be a surprise guest this week. So I wake up, regular old day, I'm supposed to interview him around 11, get up, have some ginger tea, I sit in my favorite chair, which I'm sitting in right now, and I'd gotten the news that Kashad passed away, and it tripped me out. Like, it threw me off. Like, I'd known the night before, but I think it didn't register because I was working. So I saw it on, I think it was Instagram, and I was like, yo. And so I just went to get up, and my phone was in my lap. Yeah, I got marble floors. Yeah. So my phone went to shit. And I know. My girlfriend said this a million times. You should have had a otter box. I know. She's right 95% of my time. And I love her. Yeah, I do. Because I'm a moron. So I get up. My phone's broke. I'm like, I have a problem. Like, I had a real problem. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know what to do or think. So the way I solve problems like that is I go back to sleep. I don't know about y'all. I couldn't really figure out what was going on. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna go back to sleep for a minute. And I'm sure Dave would understand. I just didn't know how to contact him or anyone at that point. I wake up Sunday, 12 a.m., whatever. Wake up, middle of the night, go to check my messages. I got a phone. Yeah, that's what's going on. I got a phone. Yeah, my moron ass went to check the phone that was broken. So then I started to kind of panic because I realized that I had a guest for Monday that I needed to get on the show. Like, I needed to get this guy on the show. There's no way around it. I had no insurance on the phone. I didn't know what I was going to do. I started panicking. I was like, shit. So I remembered that I had a bunch of old phones, and if worse came to worse, I could go through socials, get the phone numbers, bam. I got the phone number through IG. That's the first thing I did. Secure the phone number. It's like, okay, cool. Found an old iPhone 6. Then realized that I didn't know how to set the damn thing up. Dude, this is insane. So I was like, you know what? Monday, I wake up. I need to get a new sound card or whatever anyways. I was like, I go to the store, get a sound card. I go by T-Mobile, get the phone fixed. Monday, I woke up, I was really panicking. I mean, panicking. I was like, yo, I'm kind of on borrowed time. And I don't know if everything's going to work out the way I want it to. What if this phone don't work? Blah, 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 blah. So I start packing everything up and start heading to the skate shop. I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm going to just use their landline. I spoke to Keith at Plus. He's like, man, we're really busy today. Phone's going to be ringing off the hook. I was like, fuck it. I got to get this interview. I start riding to the store. I start riding to Walgreens at first. And I have everything in my, I think I have everything in my bag. I get 2 miles up the road. I'm like, shit. I forgot my money.
It's WCRP.
And mind you, all of my cards are on my phone. I've ripped all my cards. I've gone electronic. This is a terrible story. Terrible story of going electronic. Don't ever go electronic. So I have no cards, all my cash at the house. And so I turn around, go back to the house, grab my cash, and I'm like, all right, I got everything with me. I get to the store. The piece I need is like 20, 30 bucks too much. The extra cash, I only had like 20, 30 bucks on me. So the other cash was on my cards, which I couldn't get to on my phone. I ride to another store. I pick up the sound card and the adapter, whatever. And then I start heading to the skate. I look in my bag and to put the thing in the bag. And I'm like, I forgot my fucking mic cord at the house. There's two things I left at the house within the last 20, 30 minutes. And I got an interview in like maybe an hour and a half. I don't know if this phone is going to work. I still haven't been to T-Mobile. So at this point, I'm panicking. I go to T-Mobile, some really nice cat. I think his name's Ty. Shout out to Ty, T-Mobile. Good guy. What up, Ty? Good guy. Ty hooked it up, set my phone up. I had my iPhone 6. I was like, yo, can I get on my phone number? He's like, I'd have to have the look at it. I was like, dude, just don't even worry about it. I got the phone number, whatever. I rush to my house, get everything set up. And then the time comes to do the interview. So I'm like, dude, this is great. Everything seems to be working. Sound card's working. I'm here. Nothing can go wrong. Nothing. Nothing can go wrong. I call the guest, who is also, he's a Christmas guest. Right now, I call the guest. The guest, I'm like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? He cannot hear me. He can't hear me. So I'm panicking again. There's three times I'm panicking in an hour. I'm about to have a fucking panic attack. I freak out. I'm like, dude, I'll call you right back. I'll call my girl who can, she can solve everything for some reason or another. I call her. Somehow it works magically. It works. It like the sound works, everything. I was like, cool, I'll call you right back. I hang up in her face, called you back. This isn't even the best part of the story. I'm doing the interview of my lifetime, easily of my lifetime. I'm in the middle of the interview, and my neighbor, who I clearly illegally share electric box with, is decided that he's hot upstairs, and we share the same heater, whatever. I don't know how anyone else thinks, but if I get hot in my house, I open a fucking window. And especially if it's in the middle of, say, December, I open a window. It's probably chilly outside, which it is. My man comes downstairs. I'm in the middle of the interview of my lifetime. Mind you, I don't bother. I'm a good fucking neighbor. I'm a great fucking neighbor. I would say I'm a great fucking neighbor. I mind my fucking business. Nobody knows where I live. And I say hello to everybody. That's all you need from a fucking neighbor. Easily. Moving forward. Taps on the door. I'm still in the middle of the interview. Then he bangs on the door. Ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of the greatest interview of my entire life, I had a nigga moment. Yeah. I straight up had a nigga moment. I kind of stand on it. The man banged on my door. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I lost my shit for a minute. I did. I'll let you guys hear the rest of it when the interview comes out. I just want to let you guys know a little piece of what's going on. I just need to get this off my chest and talk about it. That was a wild ass ride to get an interview. Usually I just, this is not easy, man. But y'all got the interview of the year coming. I will say that.